Adams, thank you so much for opening Heartline so skillfully today, and we are looking forward to our conversation. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry is the director of Evangel Home Ministries, and we have a special guest today. Jeanette has come in, and I just sense we're going to be an energetic conversation here for a little while. Jerry, why don't you introduce Jeanette, and then let's find out who she is and what's going on in her life.
Okay, Jeanette is she's in the crisis home with us. And Jeanette, this is your second time, correct?
Yes, it is.
So this is her second time in the crisis home, which means that she was here before, had a plan, she left. Something must not have worked out. I'll let her explain that. And so she's here again. And we do, Jim, allow women to come back to the crisis home three times in their whole life, just because there's always other women who might need a first chance, and so we don't want someone to keep us as a revolving door. In order to do that, though, somebody has to be gone for at least 90 days, which Jeanette was. Several years, I think you were in between.
No, actually, no.
No. See, time flies. But the other thing we really look at is if someone calls us and they are in the exact same situation they were when they left us, we usually say no, because then the thought is, what good is 28 days going to do if you didn't take us up on the help before? Or if we advise someone to get into a program, if they've got a serious drug problem and we say go get into a program and they don't, then again, what good are we going to do? Or we've gotten pretty skillful at reading between the lines when someone says, yeah, I finished a program. Well, does that mean you finished it on your terms or their terms? And often it's on our woman's terms, and she'll maybe have left after 2 or 3 weeks. So those are the kind that we tend to say no to the second time. But Jeanette, and I want her to tell the story, obviously is not in the exact same place she was, or she was trying things that maybe didn't work out, or her stay here the first time was very good, and maybe she just needed a little extra attention because her plans didn't work out. But so anyway, I'm going to ask her, and she's probably going to say, no, those are all wrong. And I do also want to say, just part of the administrative things, when a gal comes in the first time, like Jeanette did the first time, she sees a house manager, and that person makes the decision if the gal will be able to come into the Evangel home. If someone wants to come back, then every Wednesday morning some of the staff meets in here, and we look at that, because then it takes more than one person to make that decision. So Jeanette's decision was made in here with several of us. And so, Jeanette, I better give you, because I already talked to you for half the show. I talked to you.
Jeanette, when were you here the first time? How far back does that go?
Just of August of last year.
'09.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And why did you need Evangel Home Services? What was going on in your life?
There was so much, but to put it in simple terms, I was a very, very broken woman. I felt like vapor. I just was so nothing. And that's how I entered, is because I was so broken. And I became homeless. I was walking the street at night. One night, this is like...
Can I back up just a little bit and ask you, it's okay. So often, I don't even put a percentage on it, but nearly all the time, there's some kind of substance abuse in the background of our guests. Is that the case with you?
I'd rather not comment on that, because... And this may be going against what you have planned or anything, but I'm not supposed to. To me, that puts a whole new spin on everything. And
okay, no, that's fine. So you were.
Let me say, I know that many times if our women come and they don't have a current issue, that somewhere in the background it might have been an issue that got them sidetracked. Or their parents were, that was like the family tradition. Yeah. That's what I find so sad. So I think with Jeanette, it was back there somewhere, and it probably got her on paths that she struggled to get off of.
Okay. Right. Yeah, exactly. So you found yourself on the street and broken, feeling hopeless, like there was no light at the end of that, just darkness in that tunnel. How did Evangel Home come into the mix? What led to that?
Okay, I was only on the street for one night, but that was enough for me. I was walking down the street, not knowing where I was going to go, what I was going to do. I had no one to turn to. And I was walking. I thought, okay, I'm just going to walk to the river, and I'm just going to throw myself in. I was just like, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I was grateful to everybody. I thought, yeah, I was just dust tossed into the wind, and there you go, you know. And then I ran into, God sent me an angel, and he said, I was asking, what I was doing was I was asking people if I could use their phone so that I could try to call people. Well, nobody had a phone I could use, and I didn't have any money. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still walking. My feet are hurting, and I'm just so tired, and I just didn't know what to do. And I just, anyway, I was walking one way, and a gentleman was coming another way. Actually, there were 2 gentlemen coming, and the one passed me, and then I looked and I saw this gentleman. He had his phone out, and he was using it and stuff, and I just stopped him, and I said, may I please use your phone? And I told him that I have
so
no place to go.
To us?
Mm-mm, no.
We're going to have to pick up the pace here a little bit.
She'll be right. Still walking, and I
will. Yeah. Well, he was an angel to me. And in return, I turned out to be an angel to him. He said that he saw this big, bright light just shining all around me. And I said, really? Wow. He said,
"So, but get us to Evangel Home, because Jim is right. We're running
anyway, so, I did try to go to other places, but I knew that he told me that he wanted me to stay there. And I told him, I can't do that. I just can't do that. This is not where I'm supposed to be.
Anywhere on the street?
No, he invited me to come into his home.
Oh, good call that you didn't go there.
Yeah.
So did you know?
But
about
I did.
Us?
But I did, and I. He
so
said,
how did you hear about Evangel Home?
I opened the phone book,
okay.
And I started calling.
At his house?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody answered the phone. Nobody would answer the phone until I called the Evangel Home. I called all these other shelters, and nobody answered the phone. You were the only ones who answered the phone. And I told them my situation, and they said, come on. And so I did.
Now, you say no one answered at all, or you got machines?
No, I got no answers at all.
That's kind of scary.
It was.
That's almost as bad as a machine.
Yeah, which is one thing we won't do. You know, hi, this is Evangel Home. If you're homeless, press 1. If you're hungry, press 2.
So you were here in the crisis shelter. Did you stay the full 28 days?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I had asked for an extension, but it turns out that I didn't need it.
What did you do when you left us the first time?
Oh, okay. I'm unemployed for a year now, okay? I lost my job in March, and then my roommate, he lost his job. And how I ended up homeless and without unemployment, everything, I had nothing going on. So I forgot what the question was.
How did you come here? What was?
Okay, yeah, that's why, because I lost my job, and then eventually, because of the economy.
And then when you left, your plan was to do what?
Okay, yeah, when I left, oh, happy day that was. I left to move in with my son. He was working, and my daughter-in-law was working. They had just had a baby, and I was able to go and live with them and take care of the baby while they went to work. And just like 2 months ago, he lost his job. Mm-hmm. She got laid off. Yeah, and then we ended up having to lose the trailer space because we couldn't, afford it.
Scattered,
so
huh?
We all ended up where I started before I came here, and we couldn't stay there. And so I called, and I said, told them, exactly that. And they said, yeah, come on.
Now, you've been here a couple weeks this time. When you leave, any idea what you're going to do?
About
another week and a half or so.
I have a tentative plan that is a human plan, I want to say. But I know... Well, because I had to write it down, and because you asked for it.
Yes, we always ask for their plans.
Right.
Then, yeah.
Right. That's the only reason why. But otherwise, I totally surrendered my whole life, my whole being, praise God, to God. I mean, I gave it all up. And not up, I gave myself to Him totally. totally and absolutely. And he has been working on me since the time I entered this door.
Oh, what do you think is the main thing he's been working on?
Making me totally his. And I prayed that I the Holy Spirit, I knew that the Holy Spirit's always been in with me. I knew that. I have some really good stories. I knew that, and I was praying and walking and praying, and I always sing because I always have a song in my heart, no matter what I try to sing, and I would just sing Jesus songs. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't take it day by day. I had to take it second by second, give every second to the Lord. And I was always singing every second. Thoughts would come into my head. Oh, no, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I would sing songs to Jesus. And so my plan was, getting back to the plan, since we have to have a plan of action, was to temporarily go back to where we had come from. And then continue looking for work, which I have been for the past year.
What can you do?
I do a lot of things. I've got a lot of experience. I'm 51, so I've had a lot of jobs. Loved every one of them. And so I was going to continue looking for work like I had been. But during that time that I was looking, the Lord was telling me, you're not supposed to get a job yet. You're not supposed to go to work yet. And it's like no question in my mind that that was true.
We're down to about 30 seconds, Jerry. You want to recap real quickly? A quick comment from you before we close it out.
I think Jeanette is just in that. I love what she said about being a vapor, feeling like a vapor. And I know there's a biblical verse about being like a vapor. And I think that's where she's been. And when you are a vapor and you're trying to put some weight and some skin around that, that's where she is, Jim, and that's where she's trying to find her way through that. And it's going to be tough because everything has been lost.
Yeah. This doesn't cure itself in a few seconds or even 28 days.
No.
So, my listening friends, now you know how to pray for Jeanette. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story. Mm-hmm. And we're completely out of time. Jerry, thank you for sitting down with us. Always a pleasure to come
to
Heartline. And Ken, thank you for your skill in turning our little conversation into a radio program. And Lord bless you, my listening friend. And join us next week, same time, same station, as the saying goes, for Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.